opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Before we begin, everyone do me a favor. Thanks. Read a little thing I wrote called The Federalist Papers. Yeah. I explain how a nation's unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I launched the central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my face to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-strapped, I pushed past that. Now some sicko makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency? Yes, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Am I a pseudonym, a group of men? It doesn't even matter. Nope. I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan or a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto began.
Does anybody good afternoon? Welcome. This is the Tech Radio Show where we talk about all things Bitcoin, crypto, blockchain, and Web3. My name's Christy Matthews.
And I'm Linda Kent.
It's so good to be here. What a beautiful day.
It is. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Love this time of year.
I do, too.
You know, nice and cool in the mornings, warms up a little bit in the afternoon,
yeah,
you know.
It's not so blazing hot, like 115 degrees.
Yeah, you can actually sleep pretty good at night, you know.
Exactly. Well, you can find us on Telegram and Twitter at Tokens Radio Show. We hang out there quite a bit during the week. And you can give us a call at 530-605-4567, and Liam will be there to greet you when you call in. And how you doing, Liam?
I'm just hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Just hanging out. Yeah.
Gotta love that.
Hanging out.
Just hanging out.
With the two Bitcoiners, yes?
Always.
Almost sounds like something else when you say the two Bit. You got to be careful there.
Oh, no.
You can always find our previous shows at tokensradioshow.com or right here at KCNR1460.com and it's /tokens-radio-show. And, of course, you know, peruse through all of the other shows. This morning was a great lineup. Excellent content, and you'll find great content all week long.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we have no chat room.
Yes.
If you do watch the chat room or you're involved in that, we may not ever have it back. But anyhow, just so you know, you can't type in the questions in the chat room today.
So today is no chat room for you.
Uh-oh. Is that controlled by the central bankers?
It could be. Well, before showtime, Bitcoin was at 19,257, Ethereum at 1304, XRP is at 46 cents, XLM at 12 cents, and one of our favorites, Divi, at 1.7 cents. Before we get started, here's a word from one of our affiliate partners. Luke Gibson of Gibson Appraisal sponsors this portion of the show, which I just said. A little typo there.
That's okay.
In a changing real estate market, you can't take a chance of getting the wrong valuation. Serving Shasta, Siskiyou, and Tehama counties, mm-hmm, for prompt and accurate appraisals, contact Luke at 530-221-0154. That's 530-221-0154.
And he's a great guy. I have to get it in
guy.
There.
Yeah.
He's almost like a second stepchild of mine.
Yeah.
Let me just say that.
He's a great guy.
And what's funny is they're both Lukes.
Okay.
So,
all right.
With that?
So what's our crypto speak this week?
Okay, cryptosis.
Ah.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, you know. So cryptosis refers to the never-ending thirst for cryptocurrency knowledge.
Hmm.
Although it sounds like a disease, don't worry. Well, it could be. It isn't life-threatening. However, the symptoms will include scouring forums, forcing cryptocurrency discussion among your friends, and minimizing risk when trading overall. Huh. It becomes an obsession.
Well, I'm guilty. I have cryptosis.
Yes. I think we both are getting it. I think you got more than me, but I'm starting to really get there. And then we got, you know, the younger ones like Liam in there that he's kind of getting cryptosis here. He's starting to, I think.
Slowly.
Slowly? Hey.
What a great word.
So anyway, cryptosis. So if you're starting to feel that you're, you know, bringing around conversations with Bitcoin or cryptocurrency or whatever, you might be catching the bug.
And this is so complementary about what we're going to be talking about later about, you know, certain forums and cryptocurrency discussions that we spend a lot of time with. So, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot that evolves around that. So there you go.
That's an awesome
Thank
word.
You.
Thank you.
And so we move on.
Yeah. So let's do some of the crypto news wrap-up. And cryptocurrency, let's talk about Bitcoin, was around 19,400 late Friday, whereas it just dropped a couple hundred dollars before showtime after reaching a high of 20,171 on the day. Meanwhile, Ethereum hovers around 1330 after falling from Friday's peak of 1372 and before showtime was 1304. So it's still adjusting downward. Ethereum's price has slipped after merging to a proof-of-stake network that should make the system faster and vastly more energy efficient. Digital asset investments are extremely volatile. First, stay protected by learning when it's time to sell, cut losses, or capture profits. Second, prepare to profit if the cryptocurrency starts to rebound.
Oh, interesting. So it's still doing the up and down like the rest of the markets.
Well,
we got that going on, whether it's stock market, gold and silver, whatever. We're on the roller coaster right now.
In the proof of stake thing, I just don't think it's going to work out, but we'll wait and see.
All right. So another headline is Musk texts on Twitter blockchain cryptocurrencies. Elon Musk floated ideas of bringing Twitter to the blockchain, making it a paid service, incorporating Dogecoin, and teaming up with Sam Bankman-Fried. In text revealed ahead of his disposition later this month. So that could be kind of interesting. I wonder if it would eliminate, you know, on Facebook, they, you know, if they don't like you, they just get rid of you.
Well, the censorship.
There you go. Censorship's right. What I was looking for.
And with Twitter, it's the bots. So Twitter had disclosed that, you know, they have 5% bots, but Elon Musk said, based on his research, it's significantly higher. There's been rumors that it could be 90% bots.
Wow.
And so this news segment here that you just read is kind of a summary of a long Twitter thread between Sam Bankman-Fried, his brother, Elon Musk's brother, about bringing Twitter onto the blockchain because that will eliminate all of this other stuff going on.
That'd be kind of cool.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Interesting stuff anyway.
Yeah. So the CTFC chair comments on Bitcoin. Commodity Futures Trading Commission Chairman Rostin Benham said cryptocurrency regulations could double the price of Bitcoin in a talk at New York University's School of Law. Ben Nem said growth might occur in a well-regulated space as institutional inflows will only happen if there's a regulatory structure for the markets. Bitcoin might double in price if there's a CFTC-regulated market, he said. That is very interesting, and I do agree because institutional players are reluctant to jump into the market because there is no really regulatory oversight. There are big players that are in there, like New York Life and the digital investment groups.
Right.
And there's so many, Fidelity. But to really get more of the big players in there, they want this regulatory control. So that was an interesting article to throw in here because I agree with that personally.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And one of the other ones we got going this week is Russia plans digital ruble.
Here it comes.
All right. Russia plans to launch a digital ruble for mutual settlement and international trade with China starting next year, Reuters reports. The digital ruble is currently being tested for settlement with Russian banks. Russian officials say geopolitical conflicts and sanctions have limited Russians' access to the international trade market. So they have been working on alternate trade settlements and modes for payment.
So they just gave the bird salute to the rest of the world and said, we're just going to do it our way. And this, I think, leads to the BRICS nation movement as well.
It most certainly could, yes. This could really be a game changer for a lot of things that's going on in Russia and Ukraine and other areas of the world, actually, when you think about it.
We reported on this a while back about Russia tying their ruble to gold.
Right.
So we'll see if this is now still the plan. I think it may be. Because
it may be.
They just don't change gear like that. This is a very methodically run government. You know, Putin is quite a tactician. So
there you go.
You know, I'm not singing his praises. That's just the way it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he is a tactician.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is.
Well, and this is big news. The Bank of England bails out BlackRock.
What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, now remember who BlackRock is. They're not good people.
So why did the Bank of England have to step in and protect the UK government bond market? Falling prices and rising yields have created a doom loop for pension managers, but not just any pension manager, BlackRock. The privilege of being too big to fail, being a too big to fail institution shouldn't be lost on any listeners, as large banks and asset managers have repeatedly called on central banks for a lifeline since 2007. It's become the status quo. Markets around the world eased their worries and sympathy with the BlackRock bailout as financial market participants silently rejoiced that asset managers would always be protected in a crisis. More bailouts will likely come around the world. Eyes are on the Federal Reserve as the rally in the dollar has unleashed some funding stress. Stay tuned, folks.
Yeah. And we've talked about some of this, you know, before.
Oh, yes.
About the bailouts.
This was huge, and I think we're, you know, like it says, we're going to see more of this. And this is just the slow collapse of the financial system. And as you see the geopolitical activities around the world, I think it has to do with the high-stakes gamemanship that's going on to try to prop up the system that is failing. And they're going to go at any cost, and if you're in their way, they're going to take you out.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this is do or die.
And they have no qualms about it at all. They don't.
Yeah, exactly. So,
excuse me.
Well, you know, you did this so well with bringing in cryptosis, and we want to talk about how came down with cryptosis.
Yes. How did we get a hold of us?
Yes, how did cryptosis get a hold of us and is a part of us? And, this is kind of a more lighthearted show today, because we'd like to talk about how certain thought leaders have influenced our thought processes and actually got some real estate in our brains.
Right, and they keep putting the real estate in there. They're not leaving our brains alone, you know, because before we started doing this show, we kind of had cryptosis.
Right.
We were getting there.
We were cryptosis. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think people realize this isn't just our opinion
right. Or
whatever. You know, we have other people that we are looking to in the community that are influencers, not maybe just in the crypto world, or maybe it is just the crypto world, but they are prominent people.
Right.
That we're getting this from on different levels and doing different things in the world. So we thought that it would be a good thing to discuss with our listeners today.
Some highly educated academics, lawyers, some just,
a truck driver.
A truck driver, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they have to earn the real estate in your brain.
Right.
And I think this list of people have certainly earned some space in my brain, and that's for sure. And I like to say, you know, where it all started was this little show called X-22. Have you ever heard of X-22?
Yes.
All right.
I have.
Well, it's a show where it's news of the day, and it's narrated in a story format. So as you listen to, there's two reports. There's an economic report, which is about 15 minutes, and then a geopolitical report, which is about 45 minutes to an hour. And the host, Dave, which you'll never see his face, he has a great broadcast voice, and he's able to weave the stories of the day into a story that makes you want to listen.
That's well
put. So it started off right around November of 2020.
Ah, interesting.
When a lot of people were upset about things.
Mm-hmm. And they still are.
Yes. And I was like, well, I don't remember how this came about, but it was like this ended up on my radar. And it was a long time ago. I remember it was a personal coach that had told me back in the day when you go into a bookstore, when we had bookstores, besides Barnes & Noble.
Right.
Hey, and that book falls off the shelf, and it lands on the floor in front of you, and it opens up to a page. You better read it.
It's probably a good idea. You pick it up and look at it.
I've always followed that and found that there was just a nugget of information that I needed to hear at that point in time. So fast forward some 20 years later, and here X22 fell open in my phone. And I started to listen, and I was captured from then on out, and I found that most of what Dave reports on has come true. Much of it started off as conspiracy. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would totally agree, and I was going to add to that with X22. Also, when we first started listening or being influenced with that, I had other people sending me stuff from X22, right. Not necessarily with cryptocurrency or anything, but, you know, one guy is like a real wealthy person, and one guy was, you know, mm-hmm. like the bagger at the grocery
right.
store, and they'd say, hey, let me send this to you, and it was like, okay, I'm getting this from all sides like you're talking about, so the book kind of fell open. It's like, huh, maybe I better start listening to what's on here, and
yeah.
So that's where it got started.
And he does talk quite a bit about cryptocurrencies, gold, silver, but how it's weaved into the news of the day. It's a great daily show. He's off on Saturdays. He broadcasts Monday through Friday, and then again on Sunday. On Saturdays, he generally has a recorded show, some sort of interview that he's done, which are very worthwhile interviews to listen to. But the other thing I wanted to say about Dave is that he's highly censored.
And imagine that.
Nowadays, when somebody is so highly censored, it's just like when they want you to look left, you better look right.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
You know, they want you to look up, you better look down. That's what Dave is to me.
Right.
So he's generally on Rumble now. He's just cannot exist on YouTube anymore. So you'll find him on Rumble or x22report.com, and he's got his own private server.
Rumble is becoming a good go-to
right.
to find information. Yeah.
So who do you have?
Well, are we going in order here to begin with?
No.
Okay. So what got the very first thing that got me started was you. I'm just going to say it. You know, we've been friends, and we were, you know, doing different stuff, and we've done real estate, and we've worked, you know, I've worked for you and Jim doing houses, and my husband has too, and all of that. And you brought this to me, and you said, what do you think? And it's like, wow. Yeah, I'm in, but I don't know a whole lot. I'm willing to learn, and yeah, take me on the ride. So it was quite the eye-opener, because back then, you know, when it first started coming out, I mean, Bitcoin's been around for a while,
sure.
but it really wasn't a conversation like a daily thing with the cryptosis that we have now.
Right.
You know, people, yeah, you'd ask them, and, you know, they'd be, oh, yeah, it's a Ponzi scheme, or, yeah, it's not going to happen, it's a bunch of BS, or whatever. And it's like, huh, like you say, they say to look right, you look left. So it's like, maybe I better, you know, do some more education. And you were saying, go here, go there. You know, we need to. So it was you that helped me get over the hump, because I had no idea. I mean, I heard about it, and I thought, yeah, whatever. But, yeah.
Yeah. It's been a great journey. You know, another person who's helped out with all of that is a gentleman named Bitcoin Ben. He's been on our show.
the truck driver that we always refer
the
to.
The former truck driver. Yes.
Yes, which is nice because, again, like we're talking, you know, some of these people are way up here.
Right.
You know, they're very wealthy or whatever. This is a guy that was a truck driver.
He's very wealthy, by the way.
He is now.
Yes.
You know.
Because he was buying Bitcoin early on.
Right. But my point to that is he started out like where we are.
Exactly.
He wasn't, you know, above us or anything, and he still isn't. If you meet Ben, he's nowhere. He doesn't come across that way at all. He's a very...
he's not stuffy in any way.
Oh, no, not stuffy. He loves his red M&Ms, but...
Yes, he does.
But, yeah.
Yeah. He's very approachable and just loves everybody and will listen to opposing points of view and can eloquently, in his own way, dispute them. And this is somebody who just takes a very complicated subject for many people getting into the industry and just breaks it down to where it's simple, and like he says, so that your truck driver can understand it, and not taking anything away from truck drivers, because that's a very technical type of job. But he says, hey, you know, us truck drivers have a lot of time where we're in the cab, and you can listen to the radio, you can talk on your CB, or you can get educated.
Right.
And that's what he did. And he educated himself out of a truck driving job. But he makes it very simple for people to learn and get invited into the movement. And that's what Ben is all about. Come on into the movement. It's safe. It's a good place to go. You hang out here. You're not going to get scammed. That's not what our movement's about.
Right. And he's not in it to say, you know, pay me some money.
Oh, not at all.
You know, here, give me money so I can educate you and protect
right.
you. No, he brings it down to your level and goes, no, I've been there. I understand. I'm here to be your friend. I want to educate you and show you the ropes, quote, unquote, out there so that you can maybe not be a truck driver the rest of your life. Right. But not to put truck drivers down. We're not here to do that. But the everyday person.
Right.
You know, maybe you work at McDonald's or whatever. You know, there is... You want to go up, and this helps you go up.
And what's great about Ben, he started off with, well, he's been talking on YouTube and now no longer on YouTube.
YouTube's getting rid of everybody.
But his channel has been started over again several times because of the censorship. And so obviously he's striking a chord with somebody. But what his thing was about is that he started these gatherings a couple years ago and just a very small group of people, and it has grown into to larger movements of, you know, several hundred to close to 1,000 people who are attending his events, and his events were bringing, you know, just people that are doing it in the Bitcoin movement.
Right.
These aren't just big names. These are people who are in the industries, and he knows who they are. He's very well connected. It's amazing the things that this man knows. But in any case, Ben's a great guy, and you can find him on Rumble. You can find him when his channel is up on YouTube at Bitcoin Ben. And there are a lot of imposters out there, but this is Bitcoin Ben, and you'll see his truck driving logo.
Yeah, and you can tell it's him by his voice.
Oh, yes, yes. He has a very throaty voice, and he has a speech impediment, but doesn't let him slow him down at all, and he's just a great guy.
Yeah, so it's one guy you should, if you haven't heard him on our program, at least check it out to see the information that he is providing to everybody. Again, he's not charging you or anything to do it.
No, not at all.
To be brought into the fold.
And his information is something you can, I believe, take to the bank. It's not financial advice, but...
We never give financial advice, but yeah, don't take it to the... And with that, we are going to take a break. I'm getting a signal. So I would say you can call in. The number here is 530-605-4567, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Nothing comes free, 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 free. this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
The new 32 Below Ice Cream Shop realizes that ice cream is more than just ice cream. Remember when you got good grades and mom would say, "All right, we're going to ice cream." Remember when the team won? It was like, "We're all going to ice cream." How about an ice cream date with the one you love? Yeah, ice cream is definitely more than just ice cream. It's a celebration. But guess what? You don't need a reason to go out for ice cream. You just need a cool place that's open every day of the week. That place is 32 Below Ice Cream Shop on Caterpillar Road, right next to Dill's Deli. 24 flavors of ice cream, shakes, malts, or soda floats, cookie sundaes, brownie sundaes, or the classic banana split. At 32 Below Ice Cream Shop, we believe life is a celebration, and anytime is a good time for ice cream. 32 Below Ice Cream Shop at 5136 Caterpillar Road next to Dill's Deli. Open Monday through Saturday, noon to 9, Sunday, noon to 7. 32 Below Ice Cream Shop. Anytime is a good time for ice cream.
We are. Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
Sounds like us.
We sing about beauty, and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover.
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother.
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
And welcome back. And I have to thank my husband for that one. And if you want to call in, again, the number is 530-605-4567. And before we went to break, we were kind of talking about influencers, so I think we'll go ahead and continue that. One of my influencers, and it wasn't just in crypto, was Robert Kiyosaki. And there's a lot of mixture feelings about Robert Kiyosaki. If you don't know who he is, he's the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written, yeah, he's written several other books. He's a big real estate investor. Let me back up. He's an investor.
Mm-hmm.
He started out in real estate. But he also, what I really like about Robert is he brings other people to the table. And, whether it's crypto, whether it's about stocks and bonds or real estate, he may not be the expert, but he does see the potential of investments and will bring the experts in. So he has a lot of influencers on his show in regards
right.
to crypto, which I learned quite a bit from.
Yeah.
So, and he's easy to understand. And it's
yes.
And the information is out there. So, you may want to check him out a little bit because he does gold, silver. He does it all. He does a whole gamut, but it's always other people that he brings in that are the experts.
And his wife, Kim, is quite the expert as well.
Yes, she is.
Yes, I enjoy listening to her.
Yeah, you don't hear about her too often, but again, she's the one that I think behind the driving.
There you go.
The force behind the wheel
exactly.
there. So,
yeah. No, good choice.
Thank you.
So probably my number one that I enjoy who expands my brain and really just does a flip-flop on my brain is Robert Breedlove. This guy is a former hedge fund manager and philosopher.
Right.
And he goes down the philosophical rabbit holes, and it's just amazing. He has a YouTube channel called What is Money? And it is under the Robert Breedlove handle. So if you typed in Robert Breedlove, you would find him. What's cool about him is that he brings on top people in the industry. He's 100% Bitcoin. And one of the favorite series that I've been just ready to do a decode on is the Jason Lowry series. Jason Lowry is a major in the United States Space Force who was given the assignment to go to MIT on an MIT fellowship
right.
to study and write about Bitcoin, which is very interesting. And Jason has a lot of latitude on what he's allowed to comment on Twitter and LinkedIn and all of the interviews that he's doing. And when these two get together, you talk about brain warp. It's amazing.
Right.
And I've learned so much from these two, as well as anybody else that's in the Breedlove series. Michael Saylor, he's interviewed Michael Saylor many, many times.
He's great, too.
Who is somebody who is pretty much behind this movement. I mean, he was the CEO of MicroStrategies. Now he's the chairman of the board. He stepped down as the CEO.
Right.
And basically invested all of their reserves in MicroStrategy in Bitcoin.
Right.
So he's all in. So you have somebody like that. So check out Robert Breedlove. That is a very long video interviews. They can go 2 hours. The Jason Lowry series is probably 6-7 videos that are 2 hours long.
Yeah, they're a lot of information. You had me going there for a minute when you said one of the top ones. I thought you were going to put say Jason Lowry first.
Well,
you had me going, I know.
But Jason he's not acting as an influencer. He's a guest interview.
Right,
he's being interviewed by, I don't know how many influencers on YouTube who have had Jason Lowry. And I've listened to a number of them, but the most intriguing and the most mind-blowing is with Robert Breedlove. At least for me it is.
Yeah, I love listening to them. Unfortunately, they are kind of lengthy, but there is so much information. And if you have a chance, or if you can, listen with earbuds in and while you're doing your housework or whatever,
exactly.
Which I got to get where I can do that, so you can get the information. And so there you go. All right, so I'm going to...
Who do you like?
I'm going to say, and this has nothing to do with... there's so many. I mean, Litecoin, and we'll probably get to them. This doesn't have to do with Bitcoin, but Mike Maloney with GoldSilver.com.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been around for a long time, and he goes through the history of money and where we're going and things like that, the markets, what's happening. And, again, not necessarily Bitcoin, but, again, teaching you and educating you on the systems.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening and why it's happening and where we're headed and the reset and all of that. So there's a lot of information there.
I'll have to check him out. Mike Maloney.
He has some really good videos. Some are short. Some are, 30 minutes, 45 minutes long. He does have series like the series about money. I think there's like three or four parts mm-hmm. to it. He mm-hmm. goes through the history of money, and it explains it to you of how it works.
That's excellent.
So, yeah.
I like it. To round out some of this, there's a show that somebody turned me on to called Best Evidence with John Titus. And his tagline is doing what I can to push back against ubiquitous fraud. And when you listen to his shows, that's precisely what he does. He does a deep dive on investigations and does accurate reporting. It might take him 2 to 3 weeks to come out with a video, but it is information you can count on and make sure it is reliable.
Oh.
Very, very good stuff.
Well, I know we want to kind of round this out, but I was going to say, of course, we have to mention Litecoin Leader,
sure.
Divvy Daddy.
Right.
You know.
Right.
We have to, and Economic Ninja.
Right.
We definitely got to get them in there, you know. One thing I'll say about those guys is they're not just Bitcoin. Again, they do the gold, silver. They kind of round you out, especially Litecoin Leader.
Yes.
He definitely hits on many subjects to help you with your investments and where things are going.
And he's a consultant, too.
Yes.
So if you did need some help with some of these things, you can hire him.
Right.
So, which is excellent. So we got to throw out one more.
Okay, go.
Who doesn't know Raoul Paul?
Oh, yeah, almost forgot him. Raoul How could
Paul,
I do that?
Real Vision. That is an awesome series, and they go into all different kinds of things: the stock market, cryptocurrencies, geopolitical. Raoul Paul is very good about just staying neutral about things, and. He has his own opinion.
Right.
He's no doubt 100% Bitcoin, but he can talk about the opposite side of things and talk about the other side of the conversation and bring the counter narrative.
Right. He's good with the markets, too. He's very good at explaining
the
markets.
He's an old Goldman Sachs guy.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah.
They have a few of those in the mix. So I think we got quite a few of the top ones.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's always more, and I'm sure we'll talk about other ones in the future, but that gives you the gist of where all this good information comes from. So, you know, Christy, you and I were talking a couple days ago about what's going on with Bitcoin and all that, and we came up with maybe we should talk to people about what to do with your Bitcoin
maybe
or how to start
to
use it. and where could you use it, you know? I mean, it's great to have it. Invest in it, which is the overall end goal here, but good does it do if we don't start implementing it? I mean, if it crashed tomorrow, would you know where to go or how to do it? I mean, I'm just learning some of it, I'll be honest. You know, so we thought maybe we should talk to the people about, then we have businesses right here in Reading that you could
transact with Bitcoin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it's great to be a hodler. You know, we're self-proclaimed hodlers, but it's okay to take, you know, some of your savings and go ahead and put it out into the economy. That's how it's going to get used. And then if you are a believer in the adoption of Bitcoin, then you need to put it out in circulation.
Right.
And we're starting to see that now in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give a shout out to the Bitcoin Center and Jed Powers and the folks over there who have been working in the community to bring Bitcoin to businesses. And there's, one that we frequent
meetings.
Yep, the meetup is Fratelli's, the pizza parlor.
Right, that used to be Angelo's.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
So you can go in there and pay with Bitcoin. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome. And that's what you got to start doing. I mean, it doesn't do any good to get all the education. Well, let me back up. Education is great. Don't get me wrong, and the knowledge is great. But at some point, you got to implement it. You got to check it out. You got to try it out, no matter what it is, whether it's real estate, gold, silver.
Sure.
Any of that.
Right.
You need to see. And you need to know who thinks alike.
Yeah.
You know, if you all of a sudden don't know where to go to spend your Bitcoin or transact with people, that could become a problem.
Right. And are you just going to pull Bitcoin out of your pocket, or you're going to want to be a little hard? You're going to want to have a decent wallet that you're able to work with, and Divvy's puts out a great wallet as well. And there's another one called Moon, MUUN, which is a Bitcoin and Lightning Network wallet. And it works seamlessly. And so if you're going to transact in town, that might be something to consider looking into, because the Bitcoin transactions, the payment processor on the other end is working on the Lightning Network or whatever, then you can just transact with that wallet and not have a problem. And I'm bringing this up because just recently sent a little bit of Bitcoin through my Divvy wallet, but it wasn't compatible with the other wallet because it wasn't running on Lightning. And so I was not aware of that. And so I was listening to Alan over at the meetup. He's known to go around as he goes around the world, because he's a private pilot. And he's always talking to people about getting into Bitcoin and using the Moon wallet. So that's what brought it to my mind, and thinking, wow, that's a pretty good application. So take a look at it, and that's one way that you can transact. So what other businesses can you go ahead?
Before we go there, you just made me think. You know, not everybody buys Bitcoin.
Right.
I mean, we're a true believer in Bitcoin.
Sure.
And we do a lot with Bitcoin. So you just made me think, you also have to know who does what with what, because if you don't hold Bitcoin and you have some other kind of token, doesn't mean that the pizza parlor is going to take that token.
Well, that's true. You're going to have to convert it into something that they can take. And so, with your cryptocurrencies, you know, you're going to have to decide what is it that you're going to transact with.
Right.
Many Bitcoiners will look to Litecoin, for instance, as their transactional coin. And Litecoin is kind of like the silver to the Bitcoin gold.
Right.
Okay? And I'll give you an example, like Divvy Daddy. He always talks about this, is that he goes in, he has a Litecoin card. He keeps Litecoin on his Divvy wallet, and he walks into Costco and he wants to make a purchase. And he may need to send some more Litecoin to his Litecoin card because his wife has gone off into the store and he found something that he really wants to buy, and so he's got to make that transaction. So nonetheless, he'll go ahead and within just a moment or two, he'll send from his Divvy wallet over to his Litecoin card. And then he goes and checks out at the cash register with his Litecoin card, and he's just paid in Litecoin. So Litecoin is very quick. It is on the Lightning Network. And so that's just one of those transactional coins. There are others that you can do that with, but they have to be tied to some sort of mechanism where they can interact with the fiat world.
Right.
So the store, for instance, like Costco, has to take that card. So it's presented as a form of a debit card, but on the back end, there was a Litecoin to fiat transaction that happened on the payment processing side.
So you have to be aware of that,
sure.
You know, and that's part of, you know, starting to use it and to play around with it, so to speak, and know different things. So I just think that's something people need to think about as well. And we were going to talk about other places we know right next door here.
I was just smelling them, you know.
There are some nice smells that they take Bitcoin there.
Yeah, Odell's is a barbecue place. They smoke their meats. It's not like you go into your latest, you know, your local barbecue store.
It's not like going to Big Daddy's or Fat Daddy's or whatever.
Right,
it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
And get it. But yeah. And I think there's going to be more and more. You just need to ask. We just know of those couple. I believe wasn't it down the Waffle House was getting ready, I think, to set up to start doing Bitcoin.
Well, they were using the Clover payment processor.
Yes, that's right.
And we happen to know that Clover has in the background, all the merchant has to do is request to turn on the crypto app. But the management at the Country Waffles wasn't quite sure about whether they take crypto or not.
Right, they were just starting with it. Yeah. And I believe over at Cheesecakes they have one that's called Toast.
Okay.
And I think it's kind of working the same line. So anyway, just start asking people and see what's out there. And you can always let us know, too, if you find some places that are starting to accept it more and where you've used it, now you used it. It'd be great.
And you can buy Bitcoin at your local ATM. There's one at the mall. There's several at gas stations around town. So you're going to see more of that pop up around in town. And I suspect that those businesses that have the ATMs will probably accept Bitcoin at some point in time.
I did check out the ATM in the mall the other day. Yeah. It's like, finally, I'm going to go look at this machine. I heard it was there, and it really is there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, just so you know.
A couple other things that you might consider as a way to dip your toe in the water, so to speak. You know, we talked about the Litecoin card, which is a phenomenal card. You've got BitRefill, which is pretty cool. So you can go online to bitrefill.com, and you could take your Bitcoin and buy these gift cards. And, in fact, if you want to be working under the radar, so to speak, and not have these transactions be recorded.
Right.
Okay? So you could take your Bitcoin, use it to buy these gift cards, and go into Safeway, for instance.
Yeah, this is a great idea.
It's right
somebody
on your
told
phone.
Us about.
It's
about.
Right on QR codes or with an address, so to speak, and you just everything's transacted through your phone. It's very, very cool. And Refill has hundreds, maybe thousands of gift cards that you can buy. Bass Pro Shop, Safeway, practically anywhere that you want to go, they have these gift cards.
Yeah. So nobody knows what you're buying on the gift card.
Yeah, if you want to keep it private, as most of us Bitcoiners want to do.
The next one I like is Fold. You know, especially since they have the ACH on the debit card now. I'm telling you, that is my best friend, you know. Because
The instant funding feature,
yes. Again, I mean, you immediately, I mean, within 5 minutes,
right?
Your money's transferred over into your Fold card, and you can use it anywhere. And one thing about Fold card is you get to spin the little thing and earn more,
right?
Even though you use it, so it's a great thing. It's a great tool. That's how I first started using it.
Sure,
with Bitcoin was like. Because I was paying cash with everything, basically, because I don't keep money in the bank. That's another story, but it's real easy.
Yes.
I just transfer it over. I just slide the card. And it also will start conversation pieces with people because they'll look at the card because it's black, doesn't have much on it. It has a big F in gold or whatever. And they're like, wow, what is this? I've never seen this kind of card before, you know. So then it strikes a conversation. Yeah. Especially with the younger people.
And the rewards are generous.
Right.
Once you make a purchase with your Fold card, and, you know, the way I like to use my Fold card is that I'll make an instant deposit to my account. I'll go over and do my grocery shopping and pay for our groceries with Fold card. And then as soon as we go out to the car, I'll spin and, you know, look at some sort of reward. And many times it's 1% or even as high as I think we were. The highest reward I ever earned was 3%, which is very nice, which equals, you know, if you're going to spend $150 at the store, you might be looking at 8,000 Satoshis.
Right.
So over time, you'll collect these Satoshis just simply by using the same habits that you have just with a different card. So if you go to the store and use a debit card, use the full debit card.
Well, and like me, like I say, I pay was paying cash for everything. It gets me in the habit of using the fold card. So now when I go to the pizza parlor or whatever for Bitcoin, I remember, oh yeah, use the card, not my cash.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And this is how, the Satoshis are coming back to you. But if you want to circulate Bitcoin, then you need to spend your Bitcoin rather than just get a reward on Bitcoin, which is kind of, you know, it's a different philosophy, a different methodology. But I'd love the full card for that. Some negatives, though, I must say, lately with the full card, because they've become very popular. So now they've instituted not an ACH transfer, but they do charge a percentage of like 1.5% or so
if you
do an instant transfer.
Yeah, you get, I think, is it 3 a month or something?
Something
free,
like that.
And then I did notice that now you are being charged.
Yes. And then if you want to do away with that, then you can become a member. And I really detest these membership things. You know, it's $10 here. You know, another thing is another $15 there. And you could be membership to death. It's like being nickel and dime to death.
But what's nice is just like earlier, you can also work not necessarily with the fold card, but you can have people pay you for different stuff.
Absolutely.
And then you get the Bitcoin, which is nice.
Yes,
you got to learn
nice.
To start transacting with people. And I just did this with somebody, and it was like, wow.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. And there's others out there. I'm thinking, you know, Strike and so forth. And there's another card that you might consider looking at, and they have an app. It's called BitPay. And BitPay will allow you to buy, store, and swap and spend cryptocurrency all in one app. So they have a debit card as well, which is very cool. And that's a nice card.
But I think Cash App is one.
Cash App is one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Cash App allows you to do the swapping.
They may not.
I haven't used it enough.
I haven't either.
It's
I got
not
it,
one
but,
of my
yeah.
favorite cards. But I do like BitPay and, of course, Fold just because of the rewards aspect of it. It's a great card.
Right.
So,
and I like we talked earlier, you know, buy your gift cards and then just go do whatever you want.
Exactly.
I like that idea. That's really cool. So anyway.
And by the way, when you buy gift cards with your full card, let's say if you buy an Amazon gift card, you might get 5% Satoshis back on that. So, what you could do is buy a gift card. Let's say you're an avid Amazon shopper, buy your gift card and then use that gift card to buy your Amazon goods. But at your initial purchase of the gift card, you'll get a 5% return. So why not get some Satoshis for your purchase? You're still going to make the purchase anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
And you learn how to do it. And
exactly.
It's fun.
It
and
is
you make
fun.
It get rewards. So
we're moving to a new financial system, and things are going to get rocky. We're going to see more volatility in the markets.
Yes.
And these are times beyond, I think, what any of us have ever seen. So we don't know what's coming. It just doesn't feel very good. And it's just nothing to be afraid of. I mean, you really can't go face all of this with fear, but you can be prepared.
Yes, you can. And that's part of why
we
like to talk about this and educate people on Bitcoin and gold and silver and everything else. This is just education to give you more tools in your toolbox to help with what's coming down.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we've got about 15 more seconds here, and we're going to be closing out this show with a quote from Mr. Robert Breedlove. But, let's go ahead and take him out.
And before we play it, have a good week, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And as a great man once said, the government which governs best governs least. So in this very critical type of property we call money, the most important form of property in the world. This is another way to look at Bitcoin and the importance of Bitcoin. Bitcoin, very simply, is the government that governs least. It just gives you strong property in your money, and that's it.
Well, Satoshi Nakamoto, that's a name I love to say. And we don't know much about him, but he came to save the day. When he wrote about the way things are and the way things ought to be, he gave us all a protocol this world had never seen.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.